This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
At what point did you switch to wine, J-Lo?
That's a great question. Like real wine. We're not talking about Mad Dog when I was in high school, right?
That ain't wine. That's malt liquor, right?
Is it? It looks like wine.
No, Mad Dog's like malt liquor.
Good wine.
The blue one. Shout out to the blue one.
You're gonna call me all bad and bougie again. I'm telling you, man.
Because I was listening to a podcast, and the whole motivation for this, In the Loop, Landry Locker, John Lopez, 7 days away from Texans training camp. We're gonna get into the Astros and the suspensions that were thrown down on the Angels yesterday and whether or not they were warranted. But the reason I'm throwing this out there is because it seems like a lot of, you know, middle-aged men and adults, and it seems like it's happening sooner now, a lot of men and women switch from beer to wine at a certain age.
Get rid of the carbs.
And I was listening to a podcast, Dale Hansen, the legendary broadcaster, Channel 8, out there, WFAA in Dallas, and he said that eventually when he was 40 years old, 50 years old, I can't remember what age he said, he went from beer to wine. Not necessarily because of the taste, but because he got to a point where it took 8 to 10 beers. He said he was almost embarrassed to say. He didn't want to say it because his wife.
It happens.
He got to 8 to 10 beers where it took that much for him to feel anything, and it just started bloating him. And he said he switched to wine about that age. When did it happen for you?
It's funny because there is nothing better on a hot day, especially coming off the water after fishing, because I don't drink when I fish, you know, especially if I'm driving, obviously. Than a good cold beer. But I love wine. And it's funny. Here you go. I know you're going to make fun of me. Bad and bougie. Once I started traveling internationally, bad and bougie. I started tasting like legit wine.
You're the most relatable, unrelatable SOB at this station, maybe
in
the city.
Love sausage.
Because I'm not like a wine. I don't pretend, nor do I think that I'm a wine expert. But I know enough wine. You know what I mean? Because of traveling and like I was in outside of Turin, Italy, and I went to the Barolo area where they have wines and Barbera.
Who do you think's listening to this saying, you know what, that John Lopez, I can really relate to what he's saying.
Well, hold on. I'll tell you the whole story. We'll see. 713-572-4610.
Tell me a story, OG.
How many people can relate to these next two quick stories I'm going to tell you? So I was outside of Turin, Italy on the countryside, and I went to visit a vineyard, and I was doing some stories on dogs that hunt truffles, white truffles and black truffles. This is God's honest truth. You can look it up on the Chronicle.
Hell is this going?
And this dude had his own vineyard on this hill in the Barbera district outside of Italy. Gosh. And so he was cutting up some sausage and we were eating truffles and he started giving me some of these great wines. And then I had some Barolo wine. And so this was 98 is when I went to France and I went to Bordeaux. Bad and bougie. So I was in Bordeaux and I really went to a couple of those vineyards. And started learning wine there. And since then, I've gone to, obviously, Italy for wine, Germany for wine.
Bad obviously.
France obviously. For wine. And I've been to Napa about 3 or 4 times. Bad and bougie. And then I went to Sonoma. So I like to, just learn enough about wine. I'm laughing as I'm talking because you guys know.
Well, I just asked for an age, and you're, like, sitting there, like, bragging.
So 20, I'll say... 28 is when I really started getting it. More like 30. 1992, when I was in Barcelona, I found some good wines there.
Look like I'm left off bad and bougie.
And then, I'll say when I was 30 years old, I really started getting into wines. Yeah, to answer your question.
Okay, so in the 30s. Yeah, to make a long story short. By the way, speaking of that, a long story short, Landry Locker, John Lopez, we're going to get into
so
the
how many
Astros
people can relate to what I just said?
Yeah, probably about the 4%.
You travel
of our
the
listeners.
World to get into wine.
I think I did. I think, that's a great point. All the work I did.
You just did it as like a cultural thing.
Because I'm by myself. I'm traveling by myself. What else are you going to do? I usually go to horse tracks. when I was traveling so much by myself, I would go to horse tracks.
Horse track. It depends what horse track. You can go to some horse tracks and drink you some nice Keystones.
No. Good horse tracks. Or I would go to, you know,
that's a subjective statement you just said. Good horse tracks. Good horse track. My good horse track ain't the same as your good horse track.
Mm-hmm.
My good horse track, you leave there smelling a little bit like cigarette smoke. Mm-hmm. So don't say good horse track. To each his own there. But I just brought this up because
we got some wine drinkers in the crowd.
Has there ever?
I'm going to go through some of these texts.
Okay,
go ahead.
We will. Shout out to all the loopholes that are wine connoisseurs. I thought we were more of a beer audience, or maybe other type of activity audience. But you know, we are the most diverse show here at the station. Does anyone ever say long story short amidst a short story? Usually, no. When someone says long story short, they've already told the story for like 5 or 6 minutes. Mm-hmm. And it's like, man, you could have shortened that up a lot. Long story short does not make any sense. What are the loopholes saying?
When you say a long story short, you're making the short story longer. Think about that.
That's one of the most brilliant things I've heard in a long time. And it's like when you say no offense, what's right. coming after
well,
when
you're
someone
about
says
to offend
no offense?
Someone.
Extremely.
But when you say long story short, you're making a short story longer. It's true.
Or it's already long and it's not short. We're just throwing tongue twisters.
John is the snobbiest Mexican I've ever heard. All right, race card that. I'd like to say
race
Hispanic.
Card!
Dude went to Cote de Rhone outside of France and went to a new vineyard every day. How about that? That's a loophole right there. I need you to shut the hell up, John. Okay, that's not a loophole. I mean, that is a loophole, but he's not a wine guyer. Loving the wine talk, John. This is good. See, we got some.
Bad and bougie.
We got some bougie.
No, we got everybody. You know, yeah. we go check to check, and we go about 9-10 figures deep here on In the Loop Sports Radio 610. Jeff Luhnow is probably going to have to acquire a 10-figure player before the trade deadline comes. We fully expect that, but it's gotten a little bit testy for the Astros. In recent weeks, we saw Jake Mariznick plow over Angels catcher Jonathan LaCroix, get a two-game suspension. He's still appealing that. We saw the Angels retaliate two nights ago, and before yesterday's game, the Angels faced punishment for their actions, which we both agree were complete Bush League petty BS that has no part in baseball at this point, and it's one of those things that baseball needs to move on from, this throwing at guys to make a statement. Angels pitcher Noé Ramírez, who was the guy who threw at Mariznick, he was handed a 3-game suspension yesterday by the MLB, and manager Brad Ausmus was handed a 1-game suspension. You said Mariznick deserved his 2-game suspension
right.
For plowing over the catcher, regardless of intent. What are your thoughts on the suspensions thrown down on the Angels?
I think they deserved it. Maybe not Ausmus, but I guess they figured that, you know, he actually, you know, he ordered the code red, if you will. But I'm still surprised that they got suspended because there was a warning immediately. Normally when a guy throws high and tight on someone, there's a warning or he gets ejected. If he gets ejected, maybe there's going to be a suspension. But for a first warning, they must have known, the entire baseball world knew this was going to happen. And they're like, look, we can't just let it go, you know, because then this is going to be escalated even more.
I think
I'm talking about escalating between these two teams.
Right,
yeah.
And I was glad the Astros didn't retaliate yesterday because Mariznick made it clear that he didn't want this to escalate any further. So I was happy to see the Astros not retaliate. You want to talk about treading water. The Astros, they lost the first two to the Rangers, then they got the split. And the Angels, they lost the first two, and they're going for the split tonight. That's how you end up winning a division and treading water, even when it looks like it's getting closer. So this is a big night for the Astros. As far as the suspensions, Ramírez deserved at least a 10-game suspension, in my estimation. You throw at somebody's head,
that's way worse.
That's way worse than running full speed and hitting a catcher at the last minute. You throw at somebody's head, I think you deserve a 10-game suspension, in my estimation.
No, I think throwing at someone's head needs to be eliminated, and make it like a mandatory 6-game suspension or something.
I think it's 10.
But I'm not saying like, because we just had this discussion yesterday. I think it's stupid. I think it's dangerous. I think you can kill a guy. So I'm not saying in theory I'm with you. I'm just saying like right now under the current rules you can't do 10 games.
Hear me out on this. And anyone who says he didn't throw at his head is really strange because Mariznick moved his head out of the way. That was at his head. So let's
absolutely.
Just be serious about that. He threw at his head. My issue is not only with throwing at someone's head, but when that weasel went into the clubhouse after the game, and he sat there in front of the media, and he tried to say it just got away from him, that should double your suspension.
And
right
that's
there.
Why. And that's why. That's why Ausmus got suspended a game too, because you know I was sitting here yesterday going, look, come on, this dude was a catcher. He knows how to frame these events to make it look like, oh, it was an accident, you know, even though he did it on purpose. So no, that's why he got it, because everybody, he was lying too, straight through his teeth.
I think they deserved the suspension. I was perfectly okay with it, but I also think this is funny whenever somebody gets suspended, and I think this is something, I don't know if baseball guys just make themselves dumber. For, and I'm talking about the guys on Baseball Tonight, because I even heard Eduardo Perez say it yesterday when I was watching, because the Yankees game got canceled, so they did a little more studio stuff, and they were just kind of doing a rapid fire around MLB yesterday. But Eduardo Perez came on there, and he was talking about this suspension of Ramirez, and he was saying he thought it was ridiculous that Ramirez, the relief pitcher for the Angels, got a 3-game suspension, and Mariznick only got a 2-game suspension. Do you realize that when a reliever gets a 3-game suspension, that's it's one, not really a 3-game suspension, because a reliever's not gonna pitch 3 days in a row?
One game that he's gonna pitch.
It's not. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like sometimes starting pitchers will get like 5-game suspensions, and everyone will be like, 5 games for that? No, it's really one because you rest 4 days. I don't know what is up with some of these media types, but it drives me nuts. Yeah. But the moral of the story is
math
this.
Math is not hard.
You deserved it, Angels. Well, speak for yourself, J-Lo. I mean, you can speak. Again, you're speaking for a lot of people here. Speak for yourself. Let's go to the racist redneck. Racist redneck, you're on In the Loop. What's up, man?
Hey, what's up, man? Man, you just took my thought right there, right out of my head, Landry. I mean, you know, what good is spending a starting pitcher? You know, they you know, for 3 games, you know, whenever, you know, it's 4 or 5 games until they pitch again. What they need to do is they need to suspend them for 2 starts. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Like, you know, whatever, well, or call it, is, you know? Call it 6 games or something like that.
Appreciate you, man. Yeah. It's weird that we act like that's like some sort of big thing. But the moral of the story is this. Astros looking for a big win tonight. They're looking for the split against the Angels. Jeff Luhnow's going to make a good move. And the Angels are an irrelevant team that are sitting there trying to start some smoke with the Astros and try to make their season a little bit more interesting. That's the moral of the story here. Landry Locker, John Lopez, In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Time to play the hits. The Houston Texans 7 days away from training camp, but are we going to see a 2021 season or 2020 season? Could this be the last season for the Texans in a long time? It's possible. We'll tell you why next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.